Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the podcast version of the Dozen Trivia Competition presented by Roman, match 23 of season 2, match 140 overall between the experts, 3-2-0 on the season, Brandon Walker, PFT, and Fran, and Uptown Balls, 1-1-0 on the season, Glenny Balls, Smitty, and Tommy Smokes. Is one visual question tonight. Celebrity mashup, round two. You can see the celebrity mashup if you go into the description of the podcast, click on the Twitter links, and you can see what the contestants are looking at. We'll try to make sure that you can have the same experience as those who are watching the match. Also, you can vote for the fan rankings, the first rankings coming out next week. Do not click the link until the match is over, or you will have the match spoiled for you. You will see the updated records. People were mad when this new episode dropped. They said, why are the records updated? I ask you, why are you voting in the middle of the match? Vote after the match. Watch what happens. You need to know what's going on in all the matches before you vote on what the best team is. So don't click it yet. That's my one thing. Don't click it yet, or you'll spoil it for yourself. You have nobody to blame but yourself at that point. So make sure to vote. We'll be doing this probably every other week, and then starting in the spring, late winter, spring, we will vote every week as we update the rankings for the Dozen Trivia Competition. Great match. It's a rematch. The 5-12 matchup from the tournament. Uptown Balls lost a close one after winning the play-in game. It's a fun one. As always, rate it 5 stars. Subscribe, like, comment. Leave a comment below, no matter where you're listening. Thank you. Enjoy.
The Dozen Trivia Competition presented by Roman is back with a rematch from the first round of the Season 1 Dozen Trivia Tournament between the experts 3-2-0, Brandon, PFT, and Fran, and Uptown Balls 1-1-0, Glenny Balls, Smitty, and Tommy Smokes. They played 3 matches so far this season, one struck from the record after a cheating scandal. Can Uptown Balls get back above 500, or will the experts, a team that always goes on small runs, start a new winning streak in their second week back in the competition? It's the experts, it's Uptown Balls, and it all starts right now.
All right, it's the Dozen, match 140 overall, match 23 of season 2, and we have a 3-2 team, the experts, Brandon, PFT, Fran, against Uptown Balls, 1-1, though their fourth match, they were part of the cheating scandal match early on in the season. 1-2?
2-1.
2-1?
We'd be 2-1 if not for cheating.
Oh, okay.
Not yeah, really how it works, guys.
It should.
Off
hey,
the top,
agreed.
One of us is in an airport. The other is underneath a large amount of construction. So this is going to be fun.
I can't hear anything right now. It's just what the shit. But can you guys hear me?
Glenny Balls is in an airport.
Yeah.
Glenny, you're in an airport? Us,
yeah, I'm in an airport. What?
Oh, geez. Okay.
You can't hear us?
I can hear you now. The intro was very, very choppy. Okay. I look good now. Great. I hear you now.
All right.
Game face balls.
Two teams very close to each other. The rankings, by the way, you can vote. The fan rankings are in the description below to whatever you are currently watching on. You can go vote. It's on the at the Dozen Trivia Twitter. Should be a swipe up on Instagram. Go vote for team rankings. We will do a rankings reveal on Monday. I haven't decided if we're going to do every other week. I think that's what we're going to do off the top because just to space it out a little bit. But regardless, first rankings will come out next week. So this is pivotal. Last match before the first rankings are revealed. We'll get more into next week what the rankings are going to mean. This match brought to you by Roman.
This match brought to you by Roman, folks. That's right. Most guys have tried many different ways to last longer in bed. But, you know, thinking about bad trivia doesn't always work, folks. Folks at Roman, they're an online men's health company. They're changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're very effective, very easy to use, and fast-acting. And guess what, folks? No prescription required. How many more times can I say folks in this ad read? Roman can ship Swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging. Each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet too for whenever you need it. Hide it, be discreet about it, whatever you want. Again, easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you are good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman, GetRoman.com/dozen. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose an old monthly plan. That's right. GetRoman, GetRoman.com/dozen.
All right, thanks to Roman. Roman. Uptown Balls, real quick. Smitty, your team. I got some stats to throw out at you. All time, the Uptown Balls. 7 of your 14 matches have been by 2 points or less. You're 3-4 in matches decided by 2 points or less. A lot of them have come to the experts.
They're just not pressure players.
That's your statement?
Just food for thought. What do you think?
We got to be closers. I like to see the stats on how well we do when balls a little Chardonnay up and has a nap. I bet you we're undefeated. Right now he's in the airport, so we'll see how it goes.
Wow, excuses early today.
Fairly contentious last match when you had Jaws selected. You very angrily left the stream. You were not happy. Balls. You have Balls and Tommy kind of – you didn't have it out in the office, but there's some apologies and comments made to each other. Are we all good now, though?
Here's a
swing. We're good now. We'll be yelling at each other in probably 5 to 10 minutes, but we're not the most cohesive locker room, but we managed.
And then finally, we're recording on the day of the new Survivor season, Premier Survivor season 41. Brandon, I heard you say that Tommy playing on Survivor Premier Day is like Jesus playing on Christmas.
I very much did not say that. I said, Tommy, I don't like playing you on the day Survivor debuts. And Tommy said, yeah, it's like playing Jesus on Christmas. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I think it's more like playing Jesus on Good Friday.
Yeah.
That's when they killed him, right?
I don't know. Yeah,
that's where they killed him. Confirmed.
All right. Yes.
Historically accurate.
The experts against Uptown Balls. The first rankings. Last match for the first ranking. You start positioning yourself for the regular season crown, which we will talk about next week, and then the tournament, which is a long ways away, but every game matters. Here we go. First category today. As always, 24 categories. 24 questions, 12 categories, and 20 questions, the bonus round. Little wrinkle tonight. I actually told these teams about one category and what the bonus round topic would be. Trying something out here. Seeing if
I don't like it.
Trying to work up the knowledge gets anything going. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I don't like it. It favors bookworms like Tommy.
Three pipelines. Double up any category you want minus round 6. Must double up one category. Call a friend. And, of course, the double dip. And a reminder, only one person can be calling at a time. Reminder, one person makes the call. Just a...
That's just pointed common measure. Sense.
Also, Roan did not cheat. Stand by that. Here we go. First category, NBA. This is for the experts. 65 seconds on the clock.
65?
Oh, wow.
It's a two-answer question. Who took the missed three-pointer and who grabbed the rebound prior to Ray Allen's game-tying three-pointer in Game 6 of the 2013 NBA Finals?
LeBron James and Chris Bosh. Final answer.
I know Chris Bosh is correct. I didn't know it was LeBron James, but I trust you, Brandon.
Yeah, he seems very certain.
Can we just move it along?
Yeah.
You want a final answer?
I already did.
That is correct. 1-0 experts. Other side, very similar question, a sequence question. Who missed? 65 seconds. Who missed? Whose missed shot did Andre Iguodala rebound, and who did he pass to before being blocked by LeBron James in Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals? Who missed the shot?
Wait. Didn't he block Iguodala?
No. He blocked Curry, didn't he? Going in. Like the famous block.
I thought that was against Iguodala, but I feel like that'd be a much bigger deal if he blocked Curry.
So who –
I mean, their answer was
It was a Cavs player who missed the shot because Iguodala rebound. So who missed the shot?
Kyrie.
So I go Kyrie and then Steph.
30 seconds.
Kyrie, Clay, maybe, or Draymond? Did he block Draymond?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Steph, wasn't it?
Do we double dip here?
That's pretty early to double ten.
I don't know. It's, yeah,
holy
it's very
shit.
Early.
It's not early. Every
like an earthquake in this room right now. 10 seconds.
I don't even know if it's Kyrie. So right. I mean,
I think let's go Kyrie and Draymond. That would be my guess.
No, I don't think it was Draymond.
Four, Smitty. Three.
Kyrie and Steph Curry.
That is correct. 1-1.
Good work. Good work. Yes. Good work.
Kyrie missed the shot. Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Blocked by James.
Oh, so we did block Iguodala.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says that in the question.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Celebrity mashup. Does anyone want to double?
Fran, what do you think?
Fran, I back doubling you here.
I back it too.
Do we have a theme this week, Jeff, or is it just
It's regular, it's Hollywood.
All right. I mean, I'll do it. Let's try it.
All right, let's double up.
All right.
For the experts, who are the two celebrities mashed up in this photo?
That is
I know the middle.
You know the inside, right? And then the outside is gotta be Glenn Close, right?
Yeah, probably. Glenn Close, and then that's Tommy Lee Jones,
Tommy
right?
Tommy Lee Jones. Glenn, am I thinking of the right old woman?
There's also Helen Mirren. She's also old.
Yeah, that's not old. I'm pretty sure it's Glenn Close. I would say, yeah. Brandon, okay. I would. Glenn
okay,
Close.
I'm final answer. Okay, Glenn yeah. Close and Tommy Lee Jones.
That is correct. A good double.
Let's go, Fran.
Other side to make it 3-2. Glenny Ball's favorite category. Here we go.
I'm scared. This is Sieg Fran. This terrifies me.
All right. So I got the middle. Balls, you have the outside. I have the middle.
That dude's in the Killers, I think.
I think I know.
Are you allowed to talk to the other question?
I don't know. I don't know who the inside is. I think the outside is. I'm picturing her face, Deborah Messing.
Oh, I was going to say
Deborah Messing's more redhead, right?
Or it also said the lady Kate Walsh. Oh, no, that might be Marissa Tomei. I don't know, actually.
What about Anna Kendrick?
Oh, I like that.
Five.
I don't think that's
– No, she's two.
I think that's a Kendrick neck.
Three, Smitty. What two, Smitty.
Pick one.
Deborah Messing, Kevin Bacon.
Messing and the guy you know.
It is Kevin Bacon. It is Kevin Bacon.
It is Kevin Bacon, and Glenn said it, and it's Marissa Tomei, I'm pretty sure. I would say Kevin Bacon okay. and Marissa Tomei.
That is our final answer.
That is correct. 4-1.
My apologies. That was the third one I thought.
Loud airport announcement.
I thought that was that lady. Oh, we just got one.
This room was shaking violently. I thought the ceiling was going to collapse.
It's a ball squeak.
Round three, golf. I gave these teams a heads up. There'd be a little golf today. The Ryder Cup, amazing event. Go USA. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. In what East Coast state did the 1991 Ryder Cup take place, better known by its nickname, the War by the
Taking place.
New Jersey.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is just ridiculous.
It's still taking place in North Carolina out there on the Outer Banks.
The Outer Banks?
The
Outer Banks? It could be
or
like
South Carolina.
Is like the shore too literal for it to be New Jersey? It wouldn't be New Jersey, right?
Oh, I'm glad. I would Jersey. Hope they wouldn't make European.
Brandon. Three, two,
South Carolina.
It was at Kiawah Island in South Carolina. That is correct. 5-1. Yes.
Let's go. Feels good.
Other side. In what Midwest state did the 2012 Ryder Cup take place, known for the miracle four-point comeback by Europe on Sunday?
I think it might be Wisconsin.
Now a little north.
True. And that's Wisconsin's not the
name. I mean, I truly have no idea. I don't know.
Midwest, I'm thinking like Kansas or Illinois.
No. Illinois.
Iowa?
Should we double dip with just two Midwest states?
10 seconds.
No.
Smitty, make up your mind soon. You're getting too close tonight. Five, four, three, Smitty.
Iowa.
That was Medina. That was at Medina. Where's Medina? It's Medina. I don't know where Medina is, but it's at Medina.
We're going to go Illinois, Jeff.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Would be the miracle at Medina in Illinois, 6-1. Rollout so far.
Come on, we got to think.
Well, I mean, what? Okay.
We got to think. You guys got to think.
Yeah, we should have double dipped that. We should have double dipped.
Hey, and we would have won fucking Wisconsin and Iowa.
Music.
Where did Iowa come from?
Don't relax.
Midwest. Music. I don't know. It was a for the experts.
The first single off of Fall Out Boy is From Under the Cork Tree with Sugar, We're Going Down. This song with over 300 million Spotify plays was the second.
Maybe Dance Dance.
Is that Fall Out Boy? Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be that. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Is that the name of the song?
What else it could be?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I guess.
Fall Out Boy, big unusual hat guy.
All right. So Dance, Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final answer.
7-1.
Oh,
let's go.
Don't
take no, boys.
Experts are
great.
Locked
two songs.
In. Other side. The first single off of Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium was Danny California. The song with over 600 million Spotify plays was the third.
Soul to Squeeze is one of them.
No. No.
California Kate. No. Californication?
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I know Snow is a good song, but not like that big of a hit.
I think it might be Soul to Squeeze, but.
All right, do we double dip Soul to Squeeze and California Case?
I'm pretty sure it's not. I was a big Chili Peppers fan for that album. I don't think it's that. If you guys want to do it.
Okay, double dip.
Okay, first guess.
Soul to Squeeze.
Tell me baby. Say tell me baby, but it's not tell me baby.
Wait, then what about California? That's not on that album?
Say Californication. Say California. I don't think it is, but say
Californication.
Californication.
Those are the different albums. So it's either Snow, which is the Hey-O song, or it's the Can't Stop Addicted to the Shindig. What song is that?
I think that would maybe go towards Snow.
You think so?
Yeah, and because it says it wasn't the second one. It's the third.
Okay.
The third
song. Yeah, good point.
We're going to go Snow, final answer.
This is a blowout. 8-1.
Let's go.
This is getting ugly. A lot of points left. This is getting ugly. Other side. Back to the experts, retail and shopping.
Oh,
Hermes,
Jeff, Hermes.
7-point lead.
All right, Fran, this is your category.
Yeah.
Hearth and Hand by Chip and Joanna Gaines is a house brand for what retail big box chain?
Is a house brand for what retail?
It feels like
fuck, man.
It feels like it would be. Like Bed Bath and Beyond, maybe.
I know that's what that's.
I don't think is that a big box chain. I'm thinking Target or Walmart.
Or like
yes, that's a big box chain. You fucking idiot.
Maybe Target.
I side with Target myself.
I would lean towards Target.
All right.
No, I don't. Jeff, we're gonna say Target.
Yeah, you go with Target.
That is correct. It's Target 9-1. Yeah. They cannot miss right now.
What's happening?
And yes, Bed Bath & Beyond. I think Bed Bath & Beyond. Does that qualify as big box?
Almost everything's big box at this point. You can throw it under there.
Including my wife.
Insignia and Dynex are house brand names for what retail and big box chain?
Right, so it has to be on par with Target. Big, so like,
I think it's like Kohl's. I think it might be Kohl's.
Kohl's, Walmart.
I'm a big Kohl's guy, and I feel like I see Dynex.
All right. That's good enough for me.
Kohl's.
Final answer.
Is it a big box chain? What is a big box chain?
Yeah, he said everything's big box.
Yeah, Kohl's. Final answer.
That's Walmart.
That's you sure?
Yeah, kind of.
I trust you. You're from Mississippi.
I think Insignia TVs or Walmart.
I was going to say Best Buy, but yeah, we'll go Walmart.
Costco?
Three. Brandon.
Walmart.
PFT was right. It was Best Buy. That's Best
Buy.
Best Buy.
Yeah. That's a big miss for the other side. All right. You guys really need this, Uptown Balls. Down 9-1. Niche category time. Experts, you offered up WCW and WWF along with the 2000s Washington football team. No one is ever going to pick wrestling. Maybe Robbie Fox. 2000s Washington football team. Here is your question.
Shit.
PFT. I guess the whole team, but, you know, PFT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington's 2008 season came crashing down in week 9 when what AFC North backup beat them on Monday Night Football to start their skid?
Jesus. 2008
season.
Oh, boy.
AFC North backup.
Backup came in to beat them.
Can I throw a suggestion?
Yeah, I've got one in my head. What's your suggestion?
Charlie Batch.
Yep, I was thinking Steelers.
10 seconds.
Wasn't Leftwich?
Need something in 5.
Let's go. Yeah, we'll go Charlie Batch. Final answer.
Final.
Other side, 15 seconds.
Well, let's think. Byron Leftwich. Is this Tommy Maddox territory?
No, I even before he said Leftwich, I was just thinking Byron Leftwich. He's the only. I don't know any other backups.
Let's say Leftwich.
I think Leftwich might be too obvious.
There's Smitty, 5.
Byron Leftwich. Come on.
Okay, Byron Leftwich. Just Byron Leftwich.
You're back in the game. It was Byron Leftwich, 9-3. Nice. Huge steal.
Huge.
Massive. A rare steal on a niche.
I think you had it. We talked ourselves out of it.
Yeah, we did.
Here we go. Uptown Ball's making 9-5 going to the bonus round. You offered up Survivor. You offered up Entourage and Friends. You got Friends. Glenny,
I'm very scared right now. I'm horrified right now.
Make up for the mashup, Balls.
Here we go.
74-75 on a Sporkle quiz this week.
In the one with Ross's sandwich, what treat does Ross walk into Central Perk eating following being put on leave by the museum?
Ice cream cone.
You sure, Balls? Think?
They give him drugs to make him happy, and he's eating ice cream.
Sounds good to me.
Ice cream cone. Final answer.
Other side.
What treat does Ross walk into since we're eating?
An ice cream sandwich? A treat, huh?
Yeah, a treat.
It's a more specific ice cream cone. Sweet.
3.
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich.
Balls, it was cotton candy.
Oh,
that's on you, fellas. I literally have an image of Ross eating ice cream propped right in my head.
It was cotton candy in a cone. That's tough, but
it was in a cone.
Lead a lot different than what it could have been.
Oh my god!
Bonus round time.
Time to make the donuts.
It is Broadway themed. This is at the daily request of Rico Bosco.
What?
He said, I want a Broadway category. I was like, okay.
But he's not on the show.
He's a fan. He watches every match. Here we go. 30 things on the board.
30.
Uptown Balls, you can make this a real game. Name the last 30 winners of the Tony Award for Best Musical. 10 seconds begins now.
PFT.
Believe Book of Mormon won, right?
Definitely.
Book of Mormon.
Yep.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, I do too.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Almost certainly Hamilton.
Yep.
Hamilton.
Memphis. Oh, we're fucked.
Oh, Tommy memorized fucking Broadway plays.
Right. I think Lion King. I would guess the Lion King.
Yep.
The Lion King.
Once.
Billy Elliot.
Sweetie, I'm clear. Once I know for sure.
Once.
The Producers?
Is that a musical?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sure.
The Producers.
I have another guarantee. Fun Home.
Smitty said Billy Elliot. Is that a thing?
Yes.
It's a thing.
I would maybe go with like
Rent?
Like Rent. Yeah.
Rent.
Ooh, yeah.
Jersey Boy. Elliot.
All right. Jesus Christ, Tommy.
I'm clearly saying a bunch.
He's got all the answers, you dumbass.
5.
Billy Elliot's already out there.
All right, Billy Elliot.
What did Tommy just say?
Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys.
Pinky Boots.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
He's so funny.
He's right.
Les Mis.
What?
Yes. Les Miserables.
There you go. Sure.
Les Mis.
Oh, thank God.
In the Heights.
Bobby. Good work, Tommy.
In the Heights. Final answer.
9-5.
Let's go. Frankly, I'm impressed with all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Good job, everyone.
They were studying highest grossing. That was well done. Also, you may recognize some on here.
What about Smitty just yelling at Tommy when Tommy was clearly carrying the entire team there?
Hairspray, Billy Elliot.
You didn't deserve that, Tommy.
We've done it before, and it sometimes worked, sometimes hasn't. But also, I think it actually made the game go longer because Tommy and Smitty were just giving out answers. So,
yeah.
Here we go.
It would have been so tough to lose that one because I was out of memories.
Next category, college football.
We still had spam a lot.
Brandon, do you want to double? Oh, no, you guys already doubled.
Double.
Wow. No, I do.
It's so weird to have you guys have doubled before the second half.
I want to double.
Wow. Okay, here we go. 35 seconds. Actually, Uptown Balls, you do have your double left. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, no doubt. Correct.
Notre Dame is playing the Shamrock Series for the second time in Chicago. Who started for the Irish in 2012, the last time they played there when they played Miami?
Everett Golson? Was that his name?
It's not Kaiser, is it?
I think it's a little early for Kaiser. I think it's Everett Golson.
Okay.
You have 15 seconds.
Trust you.
Am I saying his name wrong? Am I remembering his name wrong?
No. It's not Vernon Golson. That's a different guy.
No.
Did you say Golson?
Five.
Everett Golson.
That is correct. 10-5.
All right, let's have mints ready here.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, you have mints ready.
Well, I make sure I mute ball while the airport stuff.
Sorry.
Clemson last lost to North Carolina State back in 2011. Who was the Wolfpack starting quarterback in that game?
I mean, could it be Russell Wilson? That's the only one.
No, because Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl with Seattle in 2013. I think it
was. Oh, 2012 was his rookie season. So
it's
he was out with
Philip Rivers.
All right, let's call – just call Mincy.
All right.
All right, they're going to call Ben Mintz for a phone a friend here, down by five with their bonus, with their double left.
Might as well call the double mint twins on this one. This one ain't going to work.
He was told to be on call.
This will be an unforgivable.
No, I agree.
It's too bad.
Yeah, it's
tough. Bad.
Mincy, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh,
I told him.
No.
Wow.
No, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right.
Sorry,
you guys. Had, when you called, you had 15 seconds. I want 45 seconds.
We double checked with them twice.
I talked to him. You talked to him. All right. So Russell Wilson was at Wisconsin. He was drafted in 2012. So who came in after Russell Wilson? Do we have any idea?
I can't think of that. I'm really used
so,
to
I'm so
that.
Angry right now.
Unless it was like, so can I ask a clarification? 2011 season or like 2011 calendar year?
The game was in 2011. And, but I do need
let's just say Russell Wilson because I have no better guess.
Five, four.
Russell Wilson.
Okay, Brian, it's either Mike Glennon or
it's Mike Glennon.
I think it's too late for or too early for Jacoby Brissett, right?
It is too early for Jacoby Brissett. It's Mike Glennon.
Okay, so yeah, Mike Glennon is what I was thinking too.
Yeah, Mike Glennon.
Final answer.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct. 11-5.
No, fuck you.
No, Ben Mintz, not you.
No, yeah. Like, I mean, it's just we checked with them five times before we started. Hey, you're going to be able to call and answer a college football question? Yeah, man, I'll be here. I'm a stupid on fire, but it's okay. Nothing.
Down six with nothing. 10 points on the board.
If it makes you feel better. He would not have known that.
It does make me feel a little better.
Next category is movies. Do you want to double Uptown Balls?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever.
The game's lost. Let's wait. No. Let's not clinch it for them yet.
Sure. Okay. No double.
Wow. Should be 13-3 right now.
This is for the expert.
By the way.
Name this 2010 movie based on the following character names. Doug McRae, Claire, Agent Frawley, Jem, and Fergie.
2010
names. Agent Frawley.
Jersey.
Spy Kids?
I don't know.
I don't know.
10 seconds.
Space Buddies?
5. Brandon, 4. 3.
No.
2.
I don't know.
Other
the
side.
Town. The town. It's the town. It's the town.
The town. The town.
That is correct. 11-6. Chance to make it 11-7. Name this 2012 movie based on the following character names. Morton ben Schmidt.
21 Jump Street.
What?
21 Jump Street.
Hey, Ben Mintz, go fuck yourself. No, go fuck yourself.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street.
11-7, 4-point game.
What acts like they got a chance?
Smitty, could you just ask him if he would have known? Like, ask him the question. I want to know.
No, he can go fuck
9 him. Points remaining.
Can I
NFL
call
next Mintz? Category.
Do we consider doubling here, or are they too good?
What's the category?
NFL.
I'd wait for MLB.
All right. I think wait for baseball, too.
Here we go. This is for the experts. In 2008, the Vikings benched Tavares Jackson in favor of a 37-year-old QB who went 8-3 as a starter.
Let's see. Brad Johnson. Is that too late for Brad? I think it might be Brad.
Didn't he play there before Tampa?
Yeah, but he also went back. I think he played there twice.
Josh Ferrat?
10 seconds.
No, I feel like it's a black guy. I can like see it.
5. Brandon, 4. 3. 2.
Brad Johnson.
Other
is
side.
Is it Brett Favre?
No. I think it's Dante Culpepper.
Culpepper came back to the Vikings?
I feel like I can remember that. It's not Favre.
Favre's on 3?
Smitty. 5.
I have nothing better. Dante Culpepper.
Dante, I mean, I know Joe Webb. Okay. Dante Culpepper. Joe Webb.
Someone said it. It's Gus Frerotte.
Oh, okay. All right. PFT, we're going to win, but this could have been an all-timer.
Yes, it could have been.
We let it slip over the answer.
The other side to make it 11-8. In 2015, after injuries to Andrew Luck, the Colts started with a 40-year-old QB who went 5-3 as a starter.
At Hasselbeck?
Hasselbeck, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody.
I mean, we all just said Hasselbeck. I feel like we should go Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Also, okay. We might not win.
Well, does it Matt or Tim?
Matt.
Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Hasselbeck. Final answer.
11-8. Uptown Ball's on the move.
We all might not win.
Next category. Hey,
Ben Mintz answered his phone. It's not a game anymore.
TV.
He didn't know it.
It's about
this is for the experts. In season 8 of American Idol, Chris Allen famously shocked the country with an upset over this favorite and runner-up.
Oh, God.
Did Adam Lambert win it?
Season 8's too late for Adam Lambert. Fantasia was like second or third
season. He's earlier than him, yeah.
Season 8 is way later.
10 seconds.
Jordan Sparks.
That's not a bad guess.
5.
We have another one? Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
Other side, 51.
I think it is Lambert.
I think it's Bo Bice. Okay.
No, Bo Bice was season 5. I'm pretty sure it's
Adam Lambert.
You want to go Lambert?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Lambert, final answer.
Adam Lambert, 11-9.
Way
earlier than season 8.
No.
Other side to make it 11-10. You still have your double. Before being replaced by Jerry Springer in season 2, the TV personality was the original host of the show America's Got Talent.
I think it's Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know why. That's in my head. I don't know why. I didn't watch season 1.
Tyra Banks was after Nick Cannon.
Yeah,
was after.
It's not Stern.
No, he was a judge. Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy's good for. I have nothing better.
Whoa. Who was married to Mariah Carey? Nick Cannon? Not him.
He's after.
He's way later.
After. Okay, Foxworthy.
All right. Yep.
Jeff Foxworthy, final answer.
Big miss.
Tyra Banks?
No, Tyra was later. See, it was just the first one. The original host.
Would that be like a that's not Seacrest, is it?
No.
And try to put Seacrest Five. On there.
Four, I don't know.
Three, two.
No idea.
We don't have a guess.
That is legendary. Regis Philbin. Regis Philbin.
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Regis.
Never would have got that.
Brandon.
Hey, said that. Tommy, let's go. Saddle up, boys. Saddle up.
Three in a row.
You Regis?
We are double here. Let's go.
Next category is Major League Baseball.
Let's double.
They're going to double. This is for the experts.
All right. Is there somebody that we can call if we don't know it?
Stephen
Chen,
White Sox Dave.
Yeah, they're doing Sox right now.
Please go away.
Don't mute yourself. They're in disarray. Keep the chaos.
Mute Lenny.
Expert baseball. You have your phone a friend and your double dip. You can use it whenever. Uptown Balls, you're out of lifelines because you've doubled this category. Baseball, 35 seconds. What team did the Rockies beat in the 2007 wildcard tiebreaker with Matt Holliday's infamous faceplant slide home in the 13th inning? You have your phone a friend and your double dip.
Might be the Phillies. Look at that grinning idiot over there.
I wouldn't take that. Do you want to call someone?
I don't know who we could call. Jared?
Five, four, Jared? Three.
The Atlanta Braves.
Other side.
I'm pretty sure it's the Padres. I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say Cardinals.
It might be the Cardinals, too.
Can't be both.
Were the Cardinals in the playoffs? Or no? Well,
are there a chance? Right, there'd be three teams going to the
– Five, Smitty. Four. Three, Smitty.
Go Cardinals.
Two.
Cardinals.
It was the San Diego Padres. What? Massive change. Wow.
We're okay,
unbelievable
guys.
Moment. Other side to tie it up. That's what team did the Blue Jays beat in the 2006 AL wildcard game?
No.
Encarnacion's 3-1 walk-off homer in the 11th.
Orioles. Isn't that the Orioles when they didn't bring in Zach Britton?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the Orioles. I'm picturing like J.J. Hardy right now.
They played the Rangers in the ALCS.
East, boys.
I think that's the – yeah, 2016, I was junior year. Yeah, Orioles.
Baltimore Orioles, final answer.
Tied up, down 9-1. Nice. It's 11-11 going into the last round.
Tommy, fist bump.
Okay.
Could have been a lead, too. Here we go. U.S. history is the last category.
Tommy!
I mean, they got PFT.
You guys have your phone a friend and your double dip. You can use both.
The only
person you cannot
Tommy,
call is large. You cannot call large. Though I'm not sure large would really help the experts at this point. So here we go. Experts to take the lead. In 1983, Reagan ordered for the invasion of what Caribbean island nation, giving it a threat due to their relationship with Cuba? Citing it as a threat due to the – I can't read actual English.
You want to call somebody?
Where's Grenada? Is that even the country?
Yeah, I'm good. Can I try calling Cons?
Try and call Cons.
PFT, got to be a face. I need you to FaceTime him.
Is Grenada a country?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's the answer.
Yo, Cons. Hey, I'm on the dozen right now, and there's a question about the military. I was hoping you could help us
just
out.
Just read it to him.
In 1983, Reagan ordered for the invasion of what Caribbean island nation, citing it as a threat due to their relationship with Cuba?
Can't hear the guy.
No, it's not Panama. Yeah, so is that an island in the Caribbean? Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye. Okay, guys, can you hear me?
10 seconds.
He said Grenada, so let's go with Grenada.
Should we double dip just in case? Because it's the last.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll double dip. For,
I
yeah,
double have dip. Been.
Okay, what? But let's just make sure.
What's the timer at?
Final double dip. First one.
What, Brandon? What's the answer?
Grenada. I don't know how to pronounce it.
That is correct.
I've been saying it the whole goddamn time.
All right, chill out, Brandon. It's the 12th round. We had lifelines.
You just heard what my answer is. 4 rounds in a row.
Other side. Get this, a monumental comeback into overtime. If not, it's over. The Reagan administration led financial military help to overthrow the Sandinista government of what Central American country?
I think it's Nicaragua. I think.
That sounds good to me. I was also thinking, could it be Panama? Is that why Cons threw that out there? All right, the Central American countries are Belize, Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica. Nicaragua sounds right.
I'm pretty sure it's Nicaragua. Nicaragua, final answer.
We are going to overtime, 12-12. They were down 9-1 at one point. Unbelievable. This is a lot to deep
boys and girls. Good game.
Great game.
Brandon Walker, I applaud you no matter what.
Overtime. Instagram.
Oh, God.
Expert, you're up first. Winner take all. Name the 25 most followed people from the United States on Instagram.
From Drake? No, yeah. He's from Canada. Okay.
Selena right. Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Tommy, both raise your hand and say at once.
Okay? I have one. Kim Kardashian. Tommy.
Kim Kardashian.
Say something. Chloe?
5.
Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Chloe or Courtney?
Go Chloe.
Chloe Kardashian.
Balls.
He's muted. Balls. He's muted.
Balls, right? You
mean? I'll give you a second. I'll give you 5 extra seconds. It's fine.
I think like Charli D'Amelio is probably on there.
5, 4, 3.
LeBron.
Charli D'Amelio.
LeBron.
Wait. I had my hand raised, Brandon.
Okay, go ahead. I can't see it. Go ahead.
The Rock. I think The Rock is on there.
The Rock.
The Rock, yeah, for sure.
LeBron.
Thank you.
I think he's got to be up there.
LeBron James.
One more.
For the win.
Tom Brady? No. No, I'm trying to think of athlete, but I got some celebrity. Go Courtney Kardashian.
Courtney Kardashian.
Leaving her on the board is a big mistake, Uptown Balls. Experts win the game 13-12.
Courtney D'Amelio.
Thank God for the Kardashians.
Joda closed out the Kardashian loop. You just left it up there. They're the rest of obviously massive names.
Yeah,
Ariana Grande,
Beyonce,
Miley.
Taylor Swift.
I mean, the amount of things that we can look at that swung that game. Steal on the niche, miss niche.
It's called
brutal.
Celebrity mashup.
That was tough, guys.
That's an all-time bad game by me. No way around it.
For me to unmute you and you immediately throw out the one wrong answer and the overtime was really tough.
No way around it. I mean, I said snow and then I said no. Friends, that all-time bad game, man.
I talked us out of Padres too. That was, we all made mistakes.
I mean, Ben Mintz can go fuck himself.
Well, Brandon, Brandon, that was the most frustrated I've seen you in a long time on the show. What would happen had you blown a 9-1 lead and lost?
What happens between the white lines? What happened? I mean, it's war out there, and once we get in the locker room, everything's fine.
Fucking Charlie, 17 million followers less than Timberlake. What an idiot.
Yeah, that's not even close. Instagram, that's like not even.
For some reason, I thought she like low-key had like 70 million.
This was the loudest.
TikTok is so many.
Wow, what a fucking week we just had. Experts, you're 4-2. Uptown Balls, 1-2. I will note, rankings coming out. Overtime losses, you still get a point. It's like NHL.
You're 1-1-1?
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
You are 1-1-1. Just like
participation trophies while we're at it, Jeff.
Just like Uptown Balls. Hey, we're trying to make it
so So we're technically 1-1-1-1.
You're 1-1-1. You got three points in this.
And one.
All right, all right. She's not here anymore. You won.
I gotta go pee.
Damn right.
Don't close your computer. That's it. Thank you to Roman for sponsoring the match. That was an all-timer. Wow. See you next week.